from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, July 6th. Coming up, many Illinois college students are placed in developmental or remedial courses. We'll learn about a new law that looks to change that coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A Lake County judge is denying bail to Robert Cremo III while he awaits trial on charges that he killed seven people in a mass shooting in Highland Park on the 4th of July. Cremo appeared in bond court yesterday via Zoom from the Lake County Jail. Prosecutors told the judge that he confessed to the shooting, telling them he looked down the sights of his semi-automatic rifle, aimed at people across the street from the rooftop where he was hiding, and opened fire. The alleged gunman was initially represented by a private attorney, but in the hearing, the attorney said he learned of a personal conflict. During the hearing, the suspect's public defender did not attempt to get him released pre-trial. Cremo sat silently and stone-faced throughout the appearance. His next court date is July 28th. Republican gubernatorial nominee Darren Bailey wants to scrap the state's decades-old gun permitting system. Dave McKinney has more.
With his father's help, the accused July 4th gunman in Highland Park got a state gun permit despite earlier threats of violence. But before the attack, Bailey campaigned at a political forum for loosening Illinois' licensing system.
I will die on my front porch before anyone ever comes and infringes on my rights. And friends, and we must get rid of the FOID card. It serves no purpose.
Bailey says national background checks on gun purchasers are enough, but those don't include sales by non-licensed sellers. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker's campaign says Bailey's, quote, obsession with unfettered access to weapons of war is disqualifying. This is Dave McKinney.
The head of the Illinois State Police says there was not enough evidence to stop the alleged Highland Park shooter from getting a firearm owner's ID card. Brendan Kelly says Highland Park police forwarded a clear and present danger report to state police in 2019. That was after officers removed 16 knives and other weapons from his home, but the knives belonged to the suspect's father and no charges were filed.
When police went to the house, both the individual and his mother disputed the threat of violence, and the individual told police he did not feel like hurting himself or others and was offered mental health resources.
The shooter did not have a FOID card and had not yet applied for one, so state police concluded its investigation and immediately destroyed the report. Kelly says charges were not filed in the 2019 incident, so there was not enough evidence to seek a firearms restraining order. The longest-serving justice on the Illinois Supreme Court will retire today. As Harrison Malkin reports, Rita Garman reflected on her long trailblazing career on the 21st show.
A native of Aurora, Rita Garman served on the Illinois Supreme Court for 21 years, including 3 years as Chief Justice. Garman is the second woman to serve on Illinois' High Court. In law school in the 1960s, Garman was asked why she was taking up a seat a man could have, but Garman says her parents encouraged her to pursue her dreams. She hopes to be remembered as an open-minded, hardworking justice, opening the door for other women in the profession.
I think it's important for diversity that we judge people by the content of their ability and their temperament and their integrity.
After retirement, she plans to travel and spend time with her family. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, a look at the issue of developmental classes at Illinois colleges and how a new law hopes to fix it. That story from Peter Medlin is coming up next on 217 Today.
Join WILL on our 10th annual private rail trip to the East Coast, October 27th through November 4th. Climb aboard beautifully restored train cars and travel in style to your destination. Your itinerary includes guided sightseeing tours in Boston and Salem with a stop in Plymouth to visit a living history museum. You'll also have time to explore these historic cities on your own. Find the complete trip schedule and pricing at will.illinois.edu/willtravel.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. At Illinois colleges, many students are placed in developmental or remedial courses. A new law looks to change that because students in those classes often never make it out. Peter Medlin has the story.
Developmental courses are just like any other college class. They cost money, they often take a full semester. The only difference is that developmental classes don't earn students any college credit. Around 40% of high school graduates who start at community colleges are put in at least one developmental ed course. And when students enroll in these courses, it can be really hard to advance, move on, and graduate. In Illinois, only 1 in 5 community college students put in developmental ed will graduate. Lisa Castillo-Richmond is the executive director of the Partnership for College Completion. They're a nonprofit focused on equity in higher education. And she says that developmental classes often become the first and the last stop on a student's college journey. And she says minority students are the ones most likely to be affected.
Black students are twice as likely to be placed into developmental education courses than white students. And once they are placed in these courses, are significantly less likely to complete their introductory 101 college level courses.
In fact, only 18% of Black students finish their 101 math course with a C or higher in 3 years. The Partnership for College Completion advocated for the new Developmental Education Reform Act. Before the act, almost every community college in Illinois still implemented the traditional model for developmental ed at some level. But how do students get placed in those non-credit courses? Well, typically, a college would look at an incoming student's ACT or SAT scores in math or English. If the scores didn't reach a benchmark, students would come in for a placement test. And if those scores didn't reach a benchmark, they'd be sent to a remedial class. Amanda Smith is the Vice President of Liberal Arts and Adult Education at Rock Valley College in Rockford. She says just prior to COVID, nearly 20% of all courses completed at RVC were developmental.
That's just an astonishing number of credit hours that students are paying for and enrolled in that don't go towards their degree or certificate.
She says they were over-relying on high-stakes AccuPlacer placement exams. Most students who took the AccuPlacer failed. Thanks to the reform law, colleges had to submit plans to the Illinois Community College Board in May detailing how they were going to change their developmental ed policies. Castillo-Richmond and the Partnership for College Completion have been holding workshops for colleges that are changing their remedial courses. Those reforms happen on two fronts, placement and class delivery. For placement, instead of just looking at standardized tests and exams, they consider high school GPA and transitional classes. Amanda Richmond at RVC says they've been doing it for a few years. Then the pandemic hit and they went even further, placement deferral. Students can take up to 12 credit hours worth of classes before a developmental course. So if they're successful in those classes, the college assumes they'll be fine and waives the referral.
What we found was pretty fascinating. We found that the students who had completed this deferral form were not having detrimental experiences.
The new law doesn't specify what reforms colleges actually have to make. With class delivery, Castillo-Richmond says co-requisite models are the most successful. That's when students are placed in introductory credit-bearing classes along with layers of extra support. They might have an additional hour of tutoring after a lab or meet more often with their professor. Plenty of colleges already offer co-requisite courses, but usually not scaled up to include most of their developmental ed students. Jessica Moreno is the Dean for Academic Support at Waubonsie Community College. She says they started offering co-requisite or co-rec courses in 2018.
We have been increasing the amount of co-rec courses, especially in English. We have lots of success with our English co-recs.
Over the next few years, colleges will have to report back to the state on how well those reforms are working. And whatever models colleges end up choosing, Castillo-Richmond and the Partnership for College Completion hope that they're available to every student. So developmental ed will no longer be the first and last stop on their education journey. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 86 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Alex Degman, Harrison Malkin, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.